The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. For those that didn't know, I'm about to tell you what you didn't know. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to label themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, friends, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty on Facebook. And or you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. Like it if you do. If you didn't, you wouldn't be listening to me, right? Or unless you're one of those lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I don't know, maybe it's one of the enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, or... yeah, just one of these goofy people that like to weigh in on everything that I say. Trying to catch me in my words, of course. Keep me in context, though. I'd appreciate that if you would do that. Because at least that way, well, if you didn't, you wouldn't have a job, right? We'll work that out as we go forward. But, folks, aside of that, if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on Twitter. You can also call me if you'd like to, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we see a whole lot of that today. And it's not just the left, as you call it, right? Remember, right? You were doing the right thing all the time. There wouldn't be a left, because when you make reference to the left, you're always talking about those that are violating the laws of our constitutional republic. So do keep that in mind. That is important business. Now, folks, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a quote by Martin Luther. He said, "I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures." Again, a reformer Martin Luther rightly said, "I'm afraid that schools will prove that the very gates of hell, unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures, well, they'll turn out to be a really bad thing." Just like Benjamin Rush said, he was one of our signers of the Declaration of Independence. He was the one that said if we were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. Once again, Benjamin Rush rightly said, if we remove or were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. He said that back in 1791. What's interesting today, through International Baccalaureate, they're actually teaching kids in public schools. Folks, the word of encouragement, exhortation, or edification may be this. It's just the beginning stages. There's 1,400 schools in America today that teach International Baccalaureate. At least that's the number I came up with. And what they're teaching your children today in public schools, and by the way, 86% of those that send their kids into public schools are actually Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. Ooh, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And do remember when you read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights that federal government has no business indoctrinating your children in public schools in any state. Hey, as the young people say, just saying. Yeah. Remember what William Bennett said? He said the longer that kids stay in public schools today, he said the dumber they get. Is that true? 700,000 students per year in this country cannot even read their own high school graduation diplomas. Why? Well, contrary to what our founders established, You know, remember what Andrew Jackson rightly said? He said that our republic was based off of what? The Bible. And so when we get away from that, the two foundations, as George Washington rightly said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Religion under the umbrella of Christianity. What do? We revert back to programs such as, well, Common Core. Well, No Child Left Unindoctrinated. That's what it should be called. And now International Baccalaureate. For example, they're teaching your kids earth worship. Yeah, you heard me. Earth worship. Evolution, that your kids came from monkeys. Used to be illegal up into this, actually in the United States up until 1968. Socialized medicine. Oh, can you say Obamacare? World governments. Well, that started with the Bushes. It's been going on for a long time, friends. But what we've seen in our country when George Bush Sr. took over, guess what he brought in with him? He wants a new world order. Matter of fact, he brought it up 1,212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. I go on. Defining the curriculum for International Baccalaureate, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, stealing your money, friends, reallocating it, and giving it to nations that don't want to support themselves. Contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions, nothing contrary to God's law, or if it's at war with God's law, is legal. Okay? Remember, we don't have the right to break the law, said Charles E. Montesquieu. Debt forgiveness to third world nations, you're seeing this today. Adoption of the gay rights agenda, which is aimed at freedom of speech. And it's also homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to make way for Sharia law, only to upend your constitution. Remember what John Adams rightly said, friends, that our constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So the homosexuals, homosexual rights, has nothing to do with it. Just look to Canada. You can see what's going on over there right now. It's not a good situation. What they're teaching in public schools through International Baccalaureate as well is elimination of the right to bear arms. Everything contrary and stands in contradiction of what our forefathers established in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution of the United States. And not in that order, by the way. Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Huh, why are kids killing themselves? Something to think about. But look at this. They're teaching kids evolution. Evolution, evolution, evolution. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this before, but I think it's well worth a listen. One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children, and the teacher asked the little boy, "Hey, Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" And Tommy said, "Well, yes." Teacher said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" Tommy said, "Yes." Teacher said, "Go out and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." He returned a few minutes later, and he said, "Yes, I saw the sky." Teacher said, "Did you see God?" Tommy said, "No." The teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." I'm going to tell you the second half of that story when we come back. But it's amazing how out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. And, oh, by the way, a little common sense. Folks, phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yeah, that drummer's a real talent. He really is. There's no question about it. Folks, at the beginning of the show, I started to talk about what Martin Luther, the great reformer, and what he rightly said. He said, "I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures." And what did Benjamin Rush say? He said, "If we were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them." In other words, prevention is better than cure. Well, hey, guess what? Our founders established everything contrary to what's being taught to your kids today in public schools. International baccalaureate, no child left unindoctrinated, which shoots for the floor, not the stars. Normalizing, equalizing the playing field, nobody's better than anybody else. Common Core. Folks, I just defined the curriculum with International Baccalaureate, Earth Worship, Evolution, Socialized Medicine, Medicine, World Government, Animal Rights, Redistribution of American Wealth to Other Nations, Contraception, Reproductive Health, Illegal, or they're trying to legalize abortion, setting America at war with God, namely your children. Folks, I was just thinking about it right before the break. Isn't it interesting that everybody laughs at the MSNBCs of the world and this administration and the ABCs and the CBS, the state-run media? But the fact of the matter is, folks, is you need to understand one thing. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You can go ahead and laugh at it, but the joke's on you, because what they're doing is they're sowing into the next generation. And keep in mind what Scripture tells us, that the tares were sown while men slept. And while men are entertaining themselves out of their freedoms today, you have to keep in mind your enemies at work. Though they be little in number, I'll tell you what, they're diligent. And let me tell you, patriots, what the price of liberty is: eternal vigilance. And you're seeing it from your enemies. I strongly advise the American people to wake up to who their enemies are, because you can say, oh, they're little in number, but let me tell you something, so is the homosexual community, so is the abortion community. But why is it that they're overriding the will of the American people by breaking the law, and they continuously go forward in the face of the American people? Because the patriots are allowing them to do that. And what the patriots need to realize in this country is you have the law on your side. They don't. They're violating the law through policy. Remember, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. And remember what John Glenn rightly said. Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon, I wish he would have stayed there. He said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills or laws that he said we passed through here. And I say again, my friends, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. But back to the topic of evolution. Who's yo daddy? I want to know. Who is yo daddy?
I got to ask you a question. Who is yo daddy?
Well, they're teaching kids in public schools that their daddy is monkeys. And folks, do you have to see to believe? Because Jesus said just the exact opposite. Blessed are those that have not seen yet believe. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. I don't see the air that I breathe, but I know I breathe in the oxygen that sustains my body. And the Bible says in the book of James, without the Spirit, the body is dead. So if you're alive, that's how near God is to you. He's everywhere. Well, let's go back to the topic of evolution. One day, a 6-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said to Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher asked, go outside, look up and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay, I'll do that. He returned a few minutes later, said, yes, I saw the sky. Teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He just doesn't exist. So a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed and asked the little girl if she could ask the little boy a question. So she did. Little girl asked Tommy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. Little girl asked Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes, because he was getting sick and tired of answering the same questions. The little girl asked Tommy, did you see the sky? Tommy said, yes. Little girl said, Tommy, did you see the teacher? Tommy said, yes. Little girl says, do you see her brain? The little girl said, no. The little girl said, no. Hey, Tommy, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. The little girl said, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. Well, how true is that? A little common sense kicking up against common sense and creation. And can you believe that there's actually people out there that believe in nothing? You know how you confuse an atheist, right, friends? Just ask them, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong? There you have it. And then you ask them the question, who told you that? God must have told you that. Folks, it's really ignorance. It's idolatry. That's the base of what they attempt to stand on when there's nothing there that they can stand on. It's the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard. And the only real argument against the Bible anyways is an unholy lifestyle anyways, friends. I mean, you know, I mean, think about it. You know, a little common sense. It always comes back to that. Blame God for what you leave undone. And it always comes back to being obedient to his son that died for the sins of the world. We're talking about the educational system. I'm paralleling the old with the new and the new with the old. I just told someone here in the studio just a couple minutes ago, I want to show you in a couple minutes how stupid your forefathers were. I want you to understand how stupid your forefathers were. Are you ready for this, friends? Questions asked to fourth graders in 1862, geography test. How many degrees of longitude are there? Number two, how many degrees wide are the temperate zones? Number three, what is a watershed? Number four, name the principal animals in the frigid zones. Name the different hells into which mankind is divided. Number six, what is monarchy? Number seven, what portion of people on the globe are pagans? Isn't this interesting? Fourth grade, geography test, 1862. Here's some elementary questions for you, showing you how stupid our forefathers really weren't. Number one, insured 2/3 of a shop worth $36,000 and 4/5 of a house worth $6,000, paying $126. What was the rate of insurance? Elementary questions, friends, 1862. Number two, how much money must be given with 9 $100 shares at 15% in discount? in exchange for eight $100 bonds at 2% discount. Elementary questions, friends, 1862. Math problems to be solved mentally only, no pencils or paper, or paper in 1877. Number one, a boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did each sustain it having insured for $500? Math problems to be solved mentally, no pencils or papers in 1877. Again, in 1877, showing you how stupid our forefathers weren't. These are mental math problems to be solved by elementary students. You ready for this? Number one, on a farm, there are 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse, there are three cows, and for each cow, there are two sheep. How many animals of each kind? 1877 mental math problems for elementary students, friends. Number two, if seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of the men leave when the work is half completed? You can give me the answers anytime you'd like to, friends. I know I'm not going to get any phone calls on this hour. 1-877-807-9977, because our elementary students were too smart for... even for the average adult today. How about a history question in 1882? What is a writ of habeas corpus? Number two, what is a bill of attainder? Number three, what is an ex post facto law? Number four, enumerate the powers denied to the several states. And number five, what are bills of credit? Isn't that interesting? Teaching the kids in 1882 in elementary history questions are foundation. Of course! How many elementary students or even adults today can accurately answer these questions? Huh? Pretty crazy stuff. When we come back after this break, friends, I'm going to go to 1787. The Federalist Paper were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay. And I'm going to show you on a college level, and I'm going to show you how smart our forefathers really are. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mind your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Carrie, but it just seems like I'm not getting a whole lot of head sound right now. I don't know what's going on. Thank you. That's a little bit better. Thank you, guys. Just having some technical problems right now. We'll get her squared away, and we'll get the ball rolling again. How does that sound? All righty. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelation of holy scriptures. Like it or not. Like it or not. You know, I was thinking earlier, man, where do you see in scriptures anywhere where God asked the question outside of faith? God always gave commandments, not suggestions. Had a guy in church years ago. Said, Bradley, you know, just playing the little emotional game. And he said, yeah, Bradley, you know, the Lord asked me today. I said, oh, he asked you. I said, what did he ask you? I said, because I just went through Scripture and I can't see where he asked anything. We're talking about God the Creator. He asks to see your face. He asked to see your faith. He asked to see your love. He asks to see your response towards him through commandments. Please don't ever forget that. See, but folks, going back to what I was talking about right before the break, 1787, the Federalist Papers were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and the such. People are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because when you go back to the first hour, or the first segment, we were talking about, in parallel, what our forefathers established, what reformers established, and what they're trying to teach your kids today. Completely contrary, 100%. At odds. Oil and water, friends. God and the devil. Ain't getting away from it. Truth with untruth. Light for darkness. They're going to bump heads. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? You wonder why America's turning into hell, friends? Because we cannot walk together with that doctrine that is contrary to our Heavenly Father, who is a holy God, a just God, a righteous God, a truth-declaring God, a God that will not at all acquit iniquity. An absolute God. I couldn't serve an imperfect God anyways. And if you could, who would want a God like that? Read Exodus 20 and look at the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. In other words, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, taking shortcuts. Nope. God's always there to prove your hearts, my friends. to see if you love him or no. That simple. But let's get back over to this. Talking about in 1787, the Federalist Papers. This is going to be really cool during the last segment. As if it's not cool already, right? This was written to let the people know why a federal constitution was needed. There is currently a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read this book, all of it, and why not? Before they can become attorneys, they will swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, so why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Of course. Yet those law students in Alabama enrolled in the graduate level legal studies regularly complained to him about the difficulties of reading that old Federalist Papers book. That professor non-sympathetically responds, "I understand that this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. Perhaps someday you, as a graduate student, will attain the educational level of those early New York farmers." So, who's stupid? Who's been dummied down? I know the revisionists love the American people to believe that for some reason our forefathers were so stupid, they were so ignorant. But yet their stupidity, standing against what our forefathers established, stinks to high heaven. And their fruit is completely rotten. Oh, by the way, fruit that they don't have. Abraham Lincoln rightly said that the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. Folks, you got a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP, immoral hippies, creepy hippies, stinky hippies that are still serving we the people. By the way, 80 of them are also communists. Just saying. Just thought I'd share that. Just give that little tidbit to you. And what were they teaching in the 60s? Free love, indoctrination, communism. Do what you want if it feels good. Yep. Anything but what God commanded. Anything contrary to the right giver, right? Yep, that's what we're up against today. Let's go back and show you exactly what our forefathers established. Harvard was started by the Congressionalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's true. It produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gebery. Signers of our Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King. Rufus. Man, most people call their dogs Rufus today. Well, some people do. Other prominent leaders out of Harvard, Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. You know what's awesome about this content, friends? There's no debate! It's historical fact, and facts are stubborn things. Facts don't move. Lies do. And wasn't it Benjamin Rush again that said, controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors? And let me tell you, those that advocate errors, I want you to understand something. William Cullen Bryant was right when he said truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And let me tell you what my father tells you, that the seed of the righteous is forever. And if forever lines up to itself due to the fact that we still exist and we're still on a globe and the earth abideth, well, that's forever. So God didn't change. The people did. Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. What is Harvard's educational philosophy? The answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. You ready for this, friends? I love this. Harvard's two mottos, for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be standing up saying, bring it down, brah. Oh, God. Oh, we thank you, God. Harvard's directives to the students. Let every student be plainly instructed and considered well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3. And therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. So where did it come from? Real Christians exemplify who? Christ. Not a lack of Christ. Remember, it was the... We got to remember something, friends. History is written by men who hung heroes, and Christ was crucified by the religious and the governmental hypocrites. Forget it not. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. When people say, well, I don't believe what Scripture says. I know you're a partaker of the crucifixion. You're not sorry that you did it. And don't tell me, some of you people out there, oh, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven because I'm afraid of hell. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? That's not godly repentance. That's worldly repentance, friends. That's not heavenly assurance. That's earthly insurance. You better find a different pastor and start reading your word for yourself, friends. Because Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you're in no wise going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Remember Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way? Hallelujah, amen. Yep. God is always testing our hearts to prove our love for him, my friends. By the love that has been shed abroad in our hearts, by the love of the Holy Ghost which he gave himself. Everything is from him and through him and to him. And I'll tell you what, I love his appearing. And as he is, so are we in this world, friends. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep. Some folks might be just tuning in saying, is this brother a black dude? Yes. And I'm a white dude and I'm a Chinese dude. Because all blood, all nations are one blood, my friends. All of us. Where all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Why? Because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Oh, that's just way too hard. No, that's the truth. And remember Mark Twain. Love him or hate him. Kind of a weird dude. Sarcastic to no end. He said, hey, listen, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the scriptures that I do know that I have a problem with. And that's exactly why Jesus is a stumbling block to the disobedient. Don't forget that. This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Remember King David in Psalm 109? He was hated for his love. Remember Jesus exposed and uncovered wickedness and sin before a just and a holy God? Yep, I remember that. Hey, preachers, you preach the law to grace. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, being justified by faith. It's the schoolmaster to drive them to the foot of the cross. They should be sorry that they offended God's holy and just law. Read the Ten Commandments. Ceremonialism has been done away with in Christ, but the moral law has been never abrogated, and it never will be. And if your preacher teaches you that, he's an antinomianist. He's an anarchist. He hates government. Now who's rebellious? Wow, this is just crazy stuff that I'm reading. This is forefathers. This is their quotes. This is what they've laid for the American people to emulate. They've laid it out. These are our foundations. What you're learning today is exactly in contrary and obstinate towards that in which was established by our forefathers. When we come back, friends, we're going to talk about Yale. You better sit down, put your seatbelt on, strap yourself in, because it only gets better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Final comments. I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures. Martin Luther. Benjamin Rush. If we're to remove the Bibles from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. And isn't it interesting, friends, when people do commit the crime, you have the chaplain there handing you a Bible after you broke the law, rather than to teach you not to break the law. And isn't it government's purpose to ensure our rights? Yes, of course it is. And isn't it the government's purpose but to restrain men from sin, breaking God's moral law? Yes, it is, saith our forefathers. Talking about the educational scheme, no child left behind, no child left unindoctrinated, Common Core, an international baccalaureate completely contradicts everything our forefathers established. I went from the elementary all the way to the college students. Now I'm talking about Harvard's mottos for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. Now I'm going over to Yale. You ready for this one, friends? Also started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel. Yes, friends, Yale. Declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, Zephaniah Swift, James Kent. Yale admonishes students with this. Above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. Huh. Yale requirements. All scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of religion, Christian religion. would know better than our forefathers who threw off a tyrant what to stay away from. What was it that we were to stay away from? Anything that violates God's moral law. Absolute. Black and white. No in between. That's true. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. But what did he say right before that? He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. There'll be a lot of people that stand before their judge on that final day, and they're going to say, hey, Lord, hey, didn't we prophesy in your name? Hey, Lord, didn't we heal the sick and raise the dead? Yep. And Jesus is going to look at them, and he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, for I knew you not. See, God gave his law because he loves, and here we are. Because people don't love, they don't magnify his law. It's the same thing in the natural with the veterans. If people were real grateful for the price paid for the freedoms that they have, they wouldn't tolerate an administration to violate what they fought, bled, and died to magnify in a million years. Never. Let's go over to Princeton, started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration of Independence, Richard Stockham, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution, I'm sorry, Richard Stockton. Folks, when you turn 40, it's true. I got to get them cheaters down at the office. I just don't want anybody making fun of me while I'm on the radio. Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford. Cool name, Gunning. Hey, Gunner, what's going on there, big guy? Bang, bang. Jonathan Dayton, James Madison. Yes, the father of our Constitution. William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth. Oliver! Reminds me of Oliver Cromwell, a man of God. England, 1600s, modern-day Gideon. Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Henry Lee, General in the American Revolution. William Bradford, George Washington's Attorney General. I mean, folks, just think. Again, showing you in parallel the contradiction. I mean, now you have an Attorney General of the DOJ, the main, you know, the head cheese, hanging out with the likes of Al Sharpton? I mean, does it get any more debased than that? And the wannabe civil rights leader, Jesse Jackson, who just couldn't play the man and emulate the prophet of God, Martin Luther King Jr.? Yeah, he just couldn't make it, man, I'll tell you what. You see him doing everything contrary to the MLKs of the world as well. But your attorney general, you know, back then they were honorable. Now today they're dishonorable. They reek. They stink. They smell really bad. Jonathan Witherspoon, president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration, said that which is required of his students, he said, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall he be assigned to each class certain exercises for the religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. So the mandate was to hold people in the truth. See, now when you do that, they call you a controller. When you try to teach people that the fire burns, and because they don't have a testimony of it and they don't understand it, they think that you're trying to control them when you're really in truth loving on them. See, most people have enough common sense to know parents do that with their children. But when the prophetic gift is in operation and those that really truly understand the spirit behind the word reproof, corrections, and instructions in righteousness, I'll tell you what, they hold you to the cross. They don't pull away the cross. Wow. So they held them, their college students, on the straight and narrow with due diligence, painfully. They obeyed God when he said, teach your children's children's children the commandments, the testimonies, the miracles, the fearful things that you've gone through in the wilderness, Deuteronomy 11. But what do we see today? We see people just saying, you know what, I just don't believe that. You know, God told you not to touch the fire, but you went and did it anyways. And then you went and burned your hand because you didn't have enough prudence to look at someone that has scars all over his body because he didn't have anybody to tell him anything except God. And what does God come down and say to that man, the father to the fatherless? That he afflicts us, that he might teach us his statutes. Wow. Wow. Jesus taught us to beware of false prophets, and yet it was the real prophets that were killed by the people. I could start preaching on this one, folks. Because the church in America and people that refuse the gift of the prophet in the church, you paralyze and you, to your own demise, dig a hole that you are soon to fall into. Because it comes out hard. God sends his prophets to what? Slay sin. What's a preacher's job? To slay sin. And it doesn't take too long, friends. Just like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you want to see why people hate the law of God, just follow them home. That's right. They got toleration of some sorts of sins in their life, don't they? And they don't realize that the end of sin is death. But on a positive note, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Amen. Amen. I love the bunny trails, folks. Witherspoon, again, Princeton University, his directives. He is the best friend to American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled holy religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Remember the rich young ruler, friends? He said he kept the commandments of the Lord, and the Lord looked at him and he said this one thing. The Lord, looking on whom he loved, he said this one thing. Oh, just leave me alone. Hey, dude, hey, why don't you just go prophesy somewhere else, man? Said Amaziah to Amos. How'd that work out for Amaziah? It's dangerous business, folks. He is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not, said John Witherspoon, Princeton College president, to call him an enemy to his country. Whoa. Folks, we're going to talk about some more of this stuff tomorrow. This is great stuff. Talking about the American education system. You got Bradley. Jake is out of town right now. And we'll get back to you tomorrow in 23 hours. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Deeds, not words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.